My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 27th, 2014. So sisters and brothers, the problem in the earth, in the universe, is that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families and their wicked technocrats, presidents, prime ministers, heads of institutions, have illegally hijacked our power and authority to rule. And we have given them the power to rule and have participated in our own destruction as poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, white, oppressed men, women, boys, girls, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth. And the whole point of scientific study, religious scientific study, study as the African ancestors taught us to study, is to scientifically understand and know that we are the universe and we are collectively the Almighty, and that we have the power and authority to chart the path and destinies of our lives. Verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath, let's see what this word is. Let's listen to the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 2192, echo, echo.
This European Greek word, New Testament, to have, to hold. It said, he that hath an ear, he that hath, he or she that has. to hold. What else? Defined, this word defined as to have or hold in the hand. What do we have in our hands? Do we have power? Do we have authority? Further, in the sense of wearing. So, in the sense of wearing, are we wearing clothes? Are we wearing authority? Are we wearing power? Are we wearing education, health, health care? Are we wearing the universe? Are we wearing knowledge and wisdom in our minds? What do we wear spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically? To have or hold possession of the mind. Remember Pitah and the power of the mind. All of these words, Nun, Narnet, Ha, Hahet, Kuk, Kaket, Amun, Amonet, Pitah, Atum, all of these collectively represent the mind of the universe as one, the mind of the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah as one. So, do we have possession of our mind? All of this warfare and bloodshed occurring is to upset the mind. The sisters and brothers in Gaza, men, women, and children and babies going through stress, dramatic stress syndrome, suffering in the mind because of the wicked atrocities being committed by the government of Israel in the hands of wicked, no good, rotten technocrats. The same situation occurring among the African refugees, suffering racist and hatred attacks, being rounded up off the streets, put into internment camps. The mind suffering. Sisters and brothers in the Ukraine suffering mentally because of wickedness perpetrated by the CIA government in the Ukraine against the pro-Russian Ukrainian people in the east of Ukraine. The mind suffering in Iraq, suffering under the wicked atrocities perpetrated by the CIA-created ISIS, the Saudi Arabia and Qatar-trained ISIS group financed by CIA. MI5-6, Mossad, House of Rothschild, perpetrating terrorism on Christian men and women and Muslim men and women in Iraq and surrounding areas after perpetrating terror in Syria against Christian and Muslim. The minds of men and women suffering under brutality, under terrorism. Men and women in Nigeria suffering mental anguish because of Boko Haram, another Al-Qaeda affiliated group created by the same wicked forces, CIA, MI5-6, Mossad, House of Rothschild. What are they doing to the mind of men and women, boys and girls? Colonialism, slavery, exploitation all over Africa, 5-10 million and more dead in the Congo. Yoweri Museveni in Uganda, Paul Kagame in Rwanda, Joseph Kabila in Congo, working together with CIA, special ops, military, Blackwater type military, getting the diamonds and the wealth, coltan, and etc. out of Congo. bringing in the weapons, dividing the people, killing and destroying what is going on and happening to the minds of our sisters and brothers who have survived. Men and women, boys and girls in Europe and America, Central, South America, Mexico, suffering under poverty, impoverishment, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, drug cartels, shutting off of water, cutting off of health care and education, pushing families into the streets after committing fraud, the system, the government, the banks, committing fraud on the people, taking their homes, repossessing their homes. What is that doing to the minds of poor working class, oppressed masses, proletariat men, women, boys, and girls? What about the minds of the technocrats, whatever their level? If you're not literally poor working class, and you're not literally ruling class, and you're a technocrat, a manager, a supervisor, a president, prime minister in this system, what about your mind? What about the mind of President Barack Obama, a man in whom many saw good and righteous, but that mind turned against the people under the control of wicked demonic forces? The mind is the key. Control the mind at all times, even in your dreams. Control your mind. In the old days, they tell me, ancient Africans would use the dreams, and the mind in the dreams would come up with answers to problems, solutions, and so on and so forth. The word wisdom in the African, Hebrew, and European Greek, collectively, we learn about the ability to read dreams. Well, you're reading with your mind. You're understanding these realities because of the power of the mind. Ptah, the mind, examines the disorder in the universe. See, when you come out of ground zero and come into the phase of action, which is the 1 through 9, the birth action, the action of birth, the Alpha and Omega, is that period after the ground zero where the crystals is taking action. And now in the world of action, there is opposition, there is disorder, there is chaos. And so we must understand the reason for the disorder and the chaos, and that situation that is opposite peace and tranquility, and understand the reasons that we are at each other's throats, and alleviate those conditions. That is Ptah, that is the mind. This hold, he that hath an ear, that word hath, echo, to have, to hold, dealing with the mind, also has to do with alarm, agitating emotions. You see, this is also connected to the spirit, because you can be in right relationship, having friendship, experiencing love with someone, and the next second, that spirit, energy, soul, mind, Ptah disposition has changed because there are extenuating circumstances pressing on the mind, pressing on the soul, pressing on the spirit, energy, disposition of the human being, pressing on the heart, pressing on the cognition, thinking, reasoning, and remembering, causing that energy spirit to change, causing that disposition to change, because now there is alarm in the mind. Now there is agitation in the emotions. So we have to be like Ptah. We must be like Ptah and examine the causes for these conditions. In general, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, impoverishment, warfare, bloodshed, enmity, animosity, these in general are the causes for the change in the mind. And we say we've lost our mind. Well, what was that original mind that we lost? The mind of Ptah, the mind of the universe, the mind of the Almighty Yahuwah, that mind that is in total alignment with existing and living the science of the universe. Further on this definition, to hold fast, keep. We must keep hold of our minds. Our minds are precious. To have, comprise, or involve, to regard, or consider, or hold as. The mind working on masculine and feminine polarity is a womb, and words enter the sacred divine vaginal tract that is called the ear, strike ideas, and those ideas grow just like the egg in the womb being struck by the sperm. Spiritually, the sperm is the word, and the word strikes an idea. That idea grows. Keep hold of your mind. Don't let wicked thoughts take growth and spring in the mind. Further on this definition, to have, to own, to possess. Breaking down this portion of the definition, eternal things, excuse me, external things such as pertain to property, riches, furniture, utensils, goods, food, etc. See, when we don't have possession of these things, our minds become alarmed, our emotions become agitated, and then the military comes along, and then the CIA comes along, and then the FBI comes along. Here comes the NSA. Here comes some other clandestine type group to influence our minds, give us property, give us riches, give us power, give us furniture, give us goods, give us food if we do their bidding, if we join them and destroy the human family. So we are going to have to come together, take possession of the earth, land, wealth, and resources, and run this earth according to living and existing the science of the universe, existing, living for all. Respect Mother Earth. Look, I've been looking at cosmos with Tyson, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Some flaws, but some good things in that series of programs dealing with the science of the universe. Brother Tyson deGrasse, or Neil deGrasse Tyson, said, if we just tune into the science of the sun and solar energy and the energy of wind, we would be able to create energy that would energize the whole of the earth, and we could turn this ecology around, turn this climate situation around, which according to Neil deGrasse Tyson is because of the carbon sulfide, too much carbon in the atmosphere, trapping energy, trapping the heat of the sun, causing the climate temperature to skyrocket. He talked about how you can't look at climate change with the day-to-day change in temperature, because that day-to-day change in temperature can be any type of change. But the climate change is a constant change. When you look at the constant change in the climate of the earth, it's an escalating change. The change in the climate temperature is constantly going up, rising, causing the glaciers to melt, causing the water to heat up, causing the water to take in heat and trap heat, causing the temperature on the constant to go up and up. And so, Brother Neil deGrasse Tyson says to us, basically, we, the masses of the people, proletariat men, women, boys, girls, working class, poor, impoverished men and women, are going to have to take over the earth, run the earth according to the science of the universe, solar, wind, energy. And then we won't be so dependent on oil and gas, which according to the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, they tell us the oil and whatnot is like the blood in the body. And so leave the oil and gas in Mama Earth, and she will take care of us. Use the sun, use wind, use water, use these natural elements. All of the elements are natural, but use these elements to naturally create energy. And you won't have the circumstance where we are not in possession of our minds because of a system that is destructive of the human family. Further on these definitions, used of those joined to anyone by the bonds of natural blood or marriage or friendship, duty, law, attendance, or companionship. This goes beyond land, wealth, and resources. This goes to relationship with human beings. The Rastafari say, I and I. Haile I, Selassie I, Jah, Rastafari I, to teach us of the relationship of the human being with each other, the relationship of the human being with the universe, and the relationship of the human being with the Almighty as all one I. No you and me, but I and I. You and me are I. You are I outside of the I, outside of the self of I. This I is the original I of the universe, the original I and I, the first I, not the third I, but the I and I, as we are all blood. We are all relationships. We are all married to one another on that level if we understand marriage and intercourse on the spiritual and mental level, relationship, companionship. We are bound by the duty, our duty. We have a duty given to us by the law of the universe, which is the law of existing and living, that we must protect one another, aid one another, uplift one another. Further on this, have, hold, have. To hold oneself or find oneself so and so. So we have a responsibility to hold ourself, our original self, to find our original self, because we have been disconnected from our original self. And the scientific study of the human being and studying the universe is to find ourself. Listening to Dr. Phil Valentine and other great teachers, our problem is that we find Messiah and God and Goddess outside of ourself. We find heroes and sheroes outside of ourself. But all outside ourself is to teach us of ourself, that we may go into ourself to take hold and possess ourself and learn of ourself, to be in such a condition. That original condition of the self that we learn in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. That before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, the Almighty Yahuwah knew us. This is that time of pre-existence. This is that time that we pre-existed our physical incarnation. This is that time of I and I. This is that time of ground zero, waters of noon in the womb of Nonet. That is you and me. That is I and I as one with the Almighty Father and Mother Yahuwah, no matter what name we use. At one with the universe, at one with each other, at one with the self as one I self. This is that original condition. In this condition, as Christ, as Yahushua, we received instruction from Almighty Yahuwah. How and when and where we were to come into physical incarnation. And we pleaded with Almighty Yahuwah, prepare us a physical structure, a body, and we would, as your image and as your likeness, O Almighty Yahuwah, we would, as the atom, proton, neutron, and electron, we would come into the earth realm as your word, coming through as the neutron by aid of Father Proton and Mother Electron, that atom of life, we would come into existing and living on the earth realm as a human being. Taking on human flesh and the human nature. And we would stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. To hold oneself to a thing, lay hold of a thing, to adhere or cling to be closely joined to a person or a thing. This reminds me of the word Levi or Levi in the African Hebrew language. Is it Deuteronomy 26 and 12? I'm not looking at it now. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.